More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Can I share something I learnt with you?
Sure, share away.
You know those egg flips or the metal whisks? You know, the ones if you cook
a whisk
eggs?
Or an egg flip?
Well, not more of a spatula. So
a spatula, okay.
A spatula slash metal egg flips,
Yep.
They get quite hot.
Mm.
Can I recommend, and this is something I learned in the context of making a cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Can I recommend that you don't try and eat the cheese off the end of one of those if you've just been using it?
Yeah, that wouldn't be smart.
I have very fresh new skin around my lips. The sizzling noise that comes from inside your own head is never a good thing. Loves a drink, Ed Sheeran. Like, all through, there's almost, you know, the tequila is like full of references to alcohol. So, Galway Girl. Galway Girl's almost named after, I think it's a type of port. Galway Piper or something.
Oh, really?
Is a brand of alcohol or something. I don't know what it is. I think it's port. But he loves a drink, Ed Sheeran.
What are you talking about tequila for?
The song, Tequila. Yeah. It's full of references to different types of alcohol, just like Galway Girl. If you listen to it all the way
What's Ed Sheeran got to do with it?
Because Ed Sheeran sings Galway Girl.
What about tequila, though?
Oh, my God.
He doesn't sing tequila.
Do I need to wind back to the start? Just like tequila.
Oh, okay. So no relation to Ed Sheeran. You started off saying Ed Sheeran loves a drink, then you started talking about tequila.
The song where they reference alcohol right the way through it.
Yeah.
In the Ed Sheeran song Galway Girl, he talks about alcohol, different brands of alcohol, all the way through it.
Okay.
Just like tequila. I'm just pointing out. Here are two songs. I'm speaking in another language. What's going on here?
I'm not sure I follow, but do you want a drink? Is that the issue?
No, I have been drinking. That's what it is.
Nikki and Zamello's. It's a very, very weird world.
Okay, I think if ever there was a reason, now is the time to panic.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I don't mean to be irresponsible.
Stay calm.
By any stretch here, but Nutella's manufacturer has halted production of the chocolate and hazelnut spread at its largest factory in France.
No.
It produces more than 500,000 jars a day, or about a quarter of all the Nutella made worldwide.
Whoa, so Nutella shortage is coming
soon. Well, could be. Not so far, but at the moment they said they've shut it down in Normandy because of a quality defect that was discovered.
Oh.
But that's all they're saying.
Ooh.
Not sure what that means, but...
Does that mean like someone's hand was chopped off into the Nutella? You know, for body parts.
I would consider a body part to be
a
quality defect, just quietly, yeah. Or it could be possibly that just some of the jars contain nuts.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Presenting Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you for the 91st Academy Awards. They are on today in LA. Now, A Star is Born, Vice, Black Panther, Green Book, BlacKkKlansman, and Bohemian Rhapsody are among the leading nominations.
There's some big names in there.
Oh, yeah. A performance from Queen with Adam Lambert kicks off the night. Then the first hostless ceremony in 30 years will continue, instead with a list of A-list guest presenters featuring throughout the evening. After the previously announced host, Kevin Hart, of course, was the target of internet trolls. The only Aussies up for awards are Tony McNamara and Fiona Crombie for their work behind the scenes on The Favourite. So go the Aussies.
Yeah.
Find out all the latest Oscars news at coastlive.com.au. To celebrate the Oscars weekend, Nick Jonas, he's covered the Oscar-nominated song Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. He posted the video of himself playing guitar and singing the song to Instagram with the caption, "In honour of Oscars weekend, what a beautiful song."
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. In the bad times, I fear myself. I'm on the deep end, watching as I dive in. I never need the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us.
I'm just curious that he chose to record it in an emergency ward. Whatever that random noise was in the background.
It's all about the acoustics.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Michael Jackson's estate has sued HBO for $100 million over the upcoming documentary Leaving Neverland. The lawsuit calls the documentary character assassination and insists Michael Jackson is innocent, period. HBO says it will still air the doc on March 3 and 4, releasing a statement saying, despite the desperate lengths taken to undermine the film, our plans remain unchanged. finished leaving Neverland, is said to accuse Michael of sexual abuse against young boys. Mm. And finishing off on a lighter note, Space Jam 2 is officially set for release on July 16, 2021. So this is what we've got. Well, this is the original Space Jam from back in 1996.
Oh, look out for that first step, Doc. It's a real Lulu.
Bugs Bunny.
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
Okay, now, we aren't expecting the Easter Bunny, the new one.
No.
Or Michael Jordan.
But we are expecting LeBron James. That's right. He's going to be in the film produced by Black Panther filmmaker Ryan Coogler. The sequel will come almost 25 years after the original Michael Jordan Bugs Bunny movie, but better late than never, I suppose.
At least, you know, Bugs won't have aged.
No.